It's time for Rap Sheet. And with us today is Parsons Police Chief Robert Spinks. Tell us what's going on in the city of Parsons.
Well, you know, domestic violence continues to be at the top of our list of crimes that we really want to try to get to the root cause this year, next year, and into the future to wipe out and eliminate. Last year, we had 176 domestic violence cases handled by our agency, roughly 30 to 40% of our total violent crime in the city is felony domestic abuse. So, you know, we are working with our Public Safety Advisory Board to look at partnering with other agencies, both government, schools, colleges, the community, neighborhood groups, fraternal organizations, to try to see what we can do to nip some of that crime right in the bud. You know, and of course, domestic violence, domestic abuse, or relationship abuse, it's a pattern of behaviors used by one partner to maintain power and control over another partner in an intimate relationship. And you may be in an abusive relationship. If your partner is doing any of these things, shows extreme jealousy of your friends or time spent away, you know, tries to isolate you, insults, demeans, or shames you with put-downs, controls every penny spent in the household, or controls who you see, where you go, or what you do. That's just not normal behavior. Intimidates you with guns, knives, or other weapons. Tells you that you can never do anything right. If those are things that you see in your relationship, we would encourage you to call the Domestic Violence Hotline at 800-799-7233. That's 800-799-7233. Of course, if you need the police, we're always here 24 hours a day, and our number is a lot shorter. It's 911.
That's easy to remember. Unfortunately, when you do have a domestic violence situation in your home, it affects everyone in the whole family.
It really does. It's the unfortunate, almost demonic gift that is keeps on giving. It impacts kids. It sets a tone or a pattern for the next generation to follow in their relationships. And so, unfortunately, if you look at a lot of abusers, you'll find that they grew up in an abusive home. They pattern themselves to that kind of behavior. And then the next generation goes right through, you know, to be another victimization.
You've been listening to another edition of The Rap Sheet.